For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has welcomed Pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House after he was finally released from Turkey, where he was being held on terrorism charges.
You really fought for us, unusually so. From the time you took office, I know that you've been engaged, and Secretary of State Pompeo also, and Vice President Pence.
And the president says Saudi leaders are now denying the allegations that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by the kingdom. Some companies have cut their ties to Saudi Arabia over the mystery, but President Trump told CBS News he doesn't want the U.S. to cancel military contracts.
Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these companies, I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, there are other ways of punishing, to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There was a grisly discovery at a former funeral home in Detroit. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The remains of 11 infants are now being identified after construction workers who were turning a former funeral home into a community center found the remains hidden away in a drop-down ceiling. Detroit police spokesman Brian Bowser.
They received an anonymous letter describing exactly where the box was.
The funeral home had been shut down in April for multiple violations. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In many parts of Florida, the power is still out following Hurricane Michael's destruction. No power now in Panama City and many other cities as well. Cell phones are still not working, so many first responders believe people are still trapped inside their homes but can't call for help. The National Guard is handing out water from a school parking lot, and people waited in long lines for gas for several hours. Many people are cooking outdoors in their front yards because they don't have electricity. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A pop star has reportedly checked herself into a psychiatric facility. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Just last month, Selena Gomez was talking publicly about her mental health struggle on Instagram.
Anxiety is a very difficult thing, but what helps me through everything is my faith.
Now TMZ says the singer was admitted to a hospital in Southern California twice last week because her white blood cell count was low, and when she tried to leave the second time, had an alleged mental breakdown when doctors told her she couldn't leave. Now she's believed to be at the same facility in New York City where she was treated for anxiety and depression earlier this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China is doing all it can to influence American public opinion, but not actually compromise the election political process. John Clemens has more on the story.
It was part of the testimony given to Congress by Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
China absolutely is on an unprecedented or exerting unprecedented effort to influence American opinion. But what I was making very clear is that we have not seen to date any Chinese attempts to compromise election infrastructure.
That testimony involved a number of matters that included threats of terrorism, cybersecurity, and for all airport security measures. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.